In the end of last week's parsha, after Yosef interprets the dreams, the Sar Mashkim is brought back to his position. The pasuk says, "V'lo zachar zachar Mashkim es Yosef vayishkachehu." He didn't remember him, and he forgot him. So Rashi points out that he didn't remember him immediately, and he forgot him lachar zman. Chazal say about Yosef that Yosef was considered a tremendous Ashrei is the person who puts his trust in Hashem Baruch Hu upon al rohav mechashotei kozav. He doesn't turn to blustering individuals, which is referring to Mitzrayim. That's referring to Yosef. So the question, which before she learned, is like, what does that mean? Not a rabbi. He did turn, and because of that he remained in the pit, in the bore, in the jail for another 2 years. So the Sasemis in this week's parasha suggests pshat in the pasuk. What's the double lashon v'lozachar v'ishkacheyu? That he brings from the chiddush harim. Possibly, he says that it's referring to that v'lozachar. The Sar Mashkim did not remember Yosef v'ishkacheyu when he forgot him. Yosef forgot the Sar Mashkim. He realized immediately that it didn't work. As soon as he realized he made a mistake. Because if it would have worked, it should have worked immediately. It didn't work immediately. That meant that was an incorrect act of Ishtadlus. He should not have done that. Therefore, Yosef totally took the thought process about the Sar Mashkim out of his mind and turned back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Rashi, first of all, did give him a punishment for that action. He should not have done it. But this week's parsha, when we find that the Sar Mashkim does remember Yosef, Yosef is taken out. So the pasuk says he's taken out suddenly. Yosef wasn't sitting there anticipating the moment based on the Sar Mashkim. He was lying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, he'll do it. So it was a total surprise to him, almost as it were, that the Sar Mashkim is doing this, because in his mind, he wasn't totally in the Sar Mashkim. He could have been taken out a thousand different ways. That whatever way the Russian wants to take him out, he could have taken him out. The fact that it went through this process of the Sar Mashkim, which is, he no longer looked at that as being the vehicle of how he's supposed to have his Yeshua. Therefore, the Medrash, which says that Ashrei is the person who puts his reliance on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and doesn't turn to Rehovim, is not that Yosef didn't have a fall, that he made a mistake in that respect, but he recovered and did tshuva and put himself back into the understanding that was the improper thing to do. And that requires a tremendous drag of understanding, which Yosef was able to reach, and therefore the pasuk is the Medrash is saying that he wasn't prenedaita to the Rehovim anymore. Immediately he was careful not to do that, and he was b'tech in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of the mistakes that we make is we make a mistake, we do something wrong, and we sort of like feel like stuck to defend it, be bound or limited by it. The importance of correction. So in averus, which are averus of action, we understand those are more straightforward. In the world of hashkafas, we sort of like. Instead of saying what we did is wrong, you say, you know, well, it was the right thing to do, that's the right hashkafa. We sort of make a sheet out of it. So the mile over here of Yosef was that he did something wrong, and instead of saying, well, you know what, it wasn't the wrong thing to do, ishtadlus is required, it's a good idea, I did, you know, proper ishtadlus, etc., he immediately was able to self-correct and say that it was a mistake, the hashkafa was wrong, I'm going to redefine what is the right hashkafa of the proper balance between bitachon and ishtadlus, and continue based on that. Have a good Shabbos.